Hello, you're listening to the Sunday Show Tunes podcast. I'm Paul.
And I'm Maureen. This week, we'll be chatting with the fabulous Jim Caruso and Billy Stritch about their new album, Sunday Set Live, from the Birdland Theater.
American composer, arranger, vocalist, and jazz pianist Billy Stritch has joined forces with longtime friend, singer, presenter, extraordinaire of Cast Party at Birdland, Jim Caruso, to cut their latest album out of Club 44 Records, The Sunday Set. Oh, Jim and Billy are with us now, and we could not be more excited. Hi, folks. How are you?
We're great. How are you, Paul?
Yeah, we're great. We are really fantastic. Happy to see your faces. It's been well over a year.
You're always great. Oh, we love coming all the way to England to talk with you.
It's a joy.
We love it. We love it, Jim. So guys, tell us about the Sunday Set. How did it come about?
We did shows at Birdland. There's a beautiful new space at Birdland. It's 3 years old now, called the Birdland Theater. It's downstairs. And the Sunday Set was one of the first shows that we did down there. We did it in 2019. We recorded all three shows that we did. And then, as Jim says, the world hit a pause button. And the shows were just on those little zip drives, you know? I mean, they just went through a drawer. And then, Jim, you pick it up from there.
During the pandemic, when nobody had anything to do, I pulled those zip drives out of my drawer and started to listen to them. And I emailed Billy and I said, these are kind of good. I'm kind of into it. We recorded three or four shows and I listened to all of them and I sent them to Billy and he thought they were good. And so we sent them to Wayne Hahn, who is the head of our record label, Club 44. I say our record label like it's like we own it. But that's how they make us feel. They make us feel so
how cool supported. Is that?
I mean, it's an unbelievable gift. We did our Christmas album with Clea Blackhurst on that label. Mm-hmm. Billy recorded a solo album during the pandemic called Billy's Place. And so they love us, and boy, do we love them. And they said, yeah, let's release it as a wonderful live CD. So that's what we did. And it came out, it dropped, as the kids say.
I love it. You're so down with the kids.
Yeah. Well, I am Ariana Grande. And it came out 2 weeks ago and soared to number 4 on the jazz charts.
And we love it.
For like a hot minute. Yeah. It was a great album.
Such a long history together. Was it hard narrowing down all the songs to put on the recording?
It kind of was. I mean, what's on the CD is about half of what was on the show. I mean, we did a lot of medleys, you know, and part of the deal with that is that it's just the one of the downsides of recording is that you have to pay for every song that you use because the songwriters have
right.
something. So there was a lot of there was two medleys that were five songs each. Well, we cut some of that down, but we wanted to really represent our swing side, our show side. I get to sing a nice ballad and so does Jim. I mean, it really does kind of show off all what we do. And also Jim has a funny little comedy number in there as well. So I think within the 40 minutes or however long it is, it really does show off not only all the music that we do, but because it's live and there's banter, I think the listener really gets a sense of our friendship and our relationship on stage, which I think is what makes it charming and fun.
Absolutely.
And you know, when Billy and I first met 40 years ago, that's right.
Not possible.
Not possible.
Surely
how?
Kindergarten,
Infants.
Surely.
I know.
Infants.
We were exactly in vitro. One of the first things we talked about were variety shows that we loved, like the Carol Burnett Show and Sonny and Cher and Donnie and Marie, and our favorite live albums. So this conversation started decades ago.
Yeah.
Because I love a great live concert.
Me too. Recording.
Yeah.
I mean, some of my favorites, Barbara Live at the Forum, Sammy at the Copa. What else, Billy?
Sam Cooke at that. I think that that's a fantastic one. Sonny and Cher, which is recorded in Vegas, I believe.
Yep. I just got again.
Well, I know, right. I know Jim just got the vinyl of that. That's one of the albums that we both had. You know, we didn't know each other when we were like preteens and teens, but we had the same exact record collection, basically.
I love it.
So Jim just got the vinyl of that again and is enjoying
That's
it.
That's perfect. Now,
it's so cool because you kind of feel that New York vibe, that New York nightclub vibe that I yearn for when I listen to music. It's like, ooh, what did it sound? What did people sound like in the 50s and the 60s? Yeah. Well, this is what people sounded like 2 years ago. In case you were wondering.
With a live recording, is there an editing process that you guys are involved in when there's a live recording?
Well, luckily, we have a fantastic engineer and editor. His name's Joe Carroll, and he's with the label down in Nashville. And between he and Wayne Hahn, they were able to really zip these tracks in the right order and connect the, you know, the audience response and our banter and everything. And I think they did a really cool job of
it. He did a great job.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we did have some input with that, Jim more than I. I mean, they would send us one pass and Jim would say, how about if we talk a little longer here, or this is a way in to the next song. I said something that's a way into the song. So it was a collaborative thing, but boy, we've got a fantastic engineer who does all that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's that company is the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah. I think Billy and I will agree that it's... We keep waiting for the other shoe to drop, which is a terrible thing to say. No, I mean, it's bad to say that because we've both been in the business so long that, and we've been slightly disappointed more than once. But they do things right. They have great taste.
I think they know what they've got in the two of you. I mean, this album definitely that, and also the Christmas one when we had you guys on the show with Clea. They're fantastic. You guys have such a rhythm together that is it's just glorious to hear.
Thank you so much. I mean, what's great about the label is that they really have a passion for the kind of music we do. You know, it's a labor of love more than a labor of thinking, oh, we're going to make a fortune out of this. I mean, you know, they love Broadway. They love show tunes. They love jazz. And we are the lucky recipients of their support.
So how did you meet these guys? How did you all get together?
Wayne Hahn was sitting at cast party at Birdland a few weeks in a row. And just would say, cast party is the open mic / variety show that we've been doing at Birdland for 18 years. Billy's the musical director, I'm the host. And this guy was sitting at the bar and he would say hi and I'd say hi. And I said, oh, well, you're here again. What do you do? He said, I'm a record producer. And I thought, okay. you meet things. And I Googled him when I got home. He gave me his card and I looked him up and he has like 30 some Dove Awards, Grammy nominations. He's arranged for every superstar, pop stars and stuff. And I thought, oh, this is the real guy. So the next time I saw him, I was much nicer.
Much nicer.
Much, much more, you know, interested. Oh, tell me more.
A drink for my friend. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So we started talking and he said, what do you have coming up? And I explained our Christmas show that we've been doing with Clea Blackhurst for, at that point, it was
nine years
in a row. And he said, oh, is that something that should be a record? And I said, we'd love that. And he made it happen. From the beginning to the end, it was a pleasure. He made sure we were surrounded by great people. We had Dave Koz on sax, Donny Osmond.
Can you pick up that name, please?
Just drop that name.
Yeah.
Love dropping his name.
Listen, very quickly, we joked before we came on air that we were going to give Billy like 2 seconds to talk about something else. And literally now we're giving you 15 seconds to quickly tell us what you're doing, because you're coming across the pond to the UK.
I'll be there in April at Crazy Cox with my friend Lilias White. And Lilias and I are doing 9 shows between April 14th and 23rd. But I'm also doing 2 solo shows as well on April 14th and April 18th. It's a Thursday and a Monday. And I'm hoping you guys come and people come and see both
come.
Shows.
We'll be there.
But Billy, we are out of time. So you're going to need to come back with Lilias and talk a bit more. It's always a joy having your lovely faces on our show. Thank you so much for coming to join us this afternoon.
It's great. Thank you so much. Great to see you.
And Maureen, we love you.
Stay safe, lovely people.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that's it for this episode. We'd like to say a huge thank you to Jim Caruso and Billy Strich for joining us.
If you've enjoyed listening, don't forget to subscribe on your favorite listening platform.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Maureen.
And you've been listening to the Sunday Show Tunes podcast.
Thanks for joining us. Bye.
Bye.